ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Psalm 100 this morning. Psalm 100. Keep your praise. Keep your praise. Keep your praise. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Is that the last verse? Let's read from the Message translation. On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourself into his presence. Know this. God is God, and God, he made us. We didn't make him. We are his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise. Thank him. Worship him. God is sheer beauty, all generous in love. Loyal always and ever. Let's take it in TPT. Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere, can we do it again? As you serve him, be glad and worship him. Sing your way into his presence with joy and realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God, for he's our creator and we belong to him. We are the people of his pleasure. You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Come, bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive us. He's so loving, it will amaze us. So kind that it will astound us. And he's famous for his faithfulness towards all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation. Someone say amen this morning. Amen. David regarded, the psalmist is regarded as a man after God's own heart, because he understood the character of God so well. David, in his personal relationship with God, despite his known shortcoming, wrote many admonitions for us to be able to follow. If you read the book of Psalms, it's just tells of the richness of the relationship that he had. You read something like in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Because David saw the days that were living him, the days of Jesus. Because Jesus said, he's a great shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. He said, he leads me beside the still waters. He says, he restores my soul and leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And sometimes I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I will fear no evil, for this same God is with me. In Psalm 46, he said, God is my refuge. God is my strength. God is my present help in the times of trouble. Things may not go the way I want. They say, though the mountains be shifted, though things may shift ground around me. He said, oh, in this I will not fear. He said, because there is a river that makes glad the city of our God. He said, God is in the midst of that river. He said, she shall not be shaken. God's help will be made available very highly. In Psalm 27, he also wrote, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. In Psalm 73, he said, it is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing. He said, God is good. No, another place is a good thing. But this one says, truly God is good. Truly God is good. Truly God is good. So David had an understanding. In Psalm 150, he said, let everything that has breath. In Psalm 90, he says, he who dwells. In Psalm 16, verse 11, he says, he will show me the path of life. For in his presence, there is fullness of joy. So David had an enriching relationship. David, I mean, if you have said it here once, a Bible scholar, I mean, gave us his CV. David was probably a product of one night stand. Because, I mean, in reality, what will make you, when the day of reckoning came, what will make someone to forget or forget totally that he has a son in Israel? A son, which is like a symbol of authority for those people in that culture. When they paraded all his sons, Jesse's son, for kingship, and the prophet was almost making a mistake. Surely the Lord is anointed is before me. I said, I've rejected him. So David wasn't advantaged. David, one of those days, went to, I mean, David was permanently in the bush. He wasn't using Gucci perfume. His own perfume is sheep, goat. I don't know what you call it. Is it he goat? The one that smell? Those were that was where he is. You know, the ones that smell. Even if you don't touch them, and you just, there is an atmosphere of his presence around those ones. I mean, if they pass through this room, 5-10 minutes after they have gone, we are still long, that presence lingers. So the kind of atmosphere around David wasn't a very pleasant one. So he was kept permanently in the bush. So there came a day, they wanted someone to take message to his brother, take food for them. That was how he just, so it was by chance. So when he got there, he found out that, hey, all the men of war, they've removed their garment because of somebody who was threatening a whole nation. And in fact, when he came and said, so what is happening here? They said, you have come with your mouth. David wasn't somebody who is tall. Maybe David will be like our own Adams here. May God give you understanding. Bible describes him as ruddy. So, in terms of height, someone that they were looking for to be king over Israel, it didn't qualify. But he had an enriching relationship with God. And that's the thing this morning. As you walk, please, in these times that we live in, keep your praise. Keep your praise. You may not look qualified in the natural. You may not belong to the big boys and big girls in the town. Hey, but keep your praise. Your relationship with God, keep it. Keep it. Keep it. So, long story short, they told Saul about that experience that there is a young man here. His mouth is too much and all that. Saul, hammer of flesh. He said, well, since all of this, he said, I have my own thing. We are talking to Goliath. That man has threatened them for 40 days, 40 nights. To the fact that when he saw David, that's how smallish David was. He said, I will just take you, hold you, and the bolts of the hair will come and hit you from my hand. But David's response was out of his personal experience with God. He said, I do not come. They gave him Saul's garment. The Bible says he couldn't even, by the time those iron, metal, because that's what soldiers used in those days, he couldn't even, that's why they need to build up to be able to contain even their garment of war. So the Bible says David could not even move. And he said, oh, this one, I have something better, something invisible. And he removed it and he spoke words to Goliath. And he said, there's something that David said, which means keeping your praise, you have to learn to recall testimonies. He said, the Lord who has kept me, he said, in the bush, I walk around. He said, sometimes bear comes to pick one of the sheep. I ran after the bear. You are supposed to run away from the bear. He said, but I ran to deliver the bear. Lion comes. Lion doesn't run from anyone. But David said, I have to handle lion. He said, the same God, that's one of the ways to keep your praise. He said, to recall testimony, the same God who helped me to handle, will help me also to handle you on Philistine, uncircumcised Philistine. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So this morning, it's just an encouragement. This is the 11th month. There may be unmet goals. There may be maybe expectations that have not been fulfilled. There may be proposals that haven't sailed through. There may be instances that you are close to it, and then all of a sudden you can't find it anymore. I believe in my heart that God is collapsing months for us. This last 2 months, he will crown this year with his goodness for us. Your part as an individual will drip with his abundance. Every delay promotion is released. Every delay proposal that we are still meeting, there is a release for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every exam that you've tried to attempt to write and all that, and it's been very difficult, hey, there is a new zeal to write those exams in the precious name of Jesus. So, David's writing in the Psalms reflected the richness of his fellowship with God our Father. I encourage you, read the Psalms. Read the Psalms so that it can help you. When we say read the Psalm, I'm not just saying read Psalm 35. No, that's not the kind of... Just read to understand the greatness of our God. He said, when I look at the stars, when I look at the works of your hand, he said, my heart knows it. He said, marvelous are your works towards me. In one place, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103, I believe. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. And he listed them out. He said, he forgives my sins. He healed all my diseases. He crowned me with his loving kindness and tender mercy. He renewed my youth like the eagles. Hey! Bless the Lord. In another place, he said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. What are they supposed to say? That the Lord is good, is upright in all his way. We declare his works of righteousness. In another place, you know what I mean? In Psalm 119, it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. There are specific psalms that I love there. He said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. He said, how can a young man keep his way pure? He said, by giving heed to your commandment. He said, your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. In another place, in another verse there, he said, you have caused your servant to have hope in your word. He said, in another place, he said, I meditate on your word, and I do not give sleep to my eyes. In another place, he says, unless I have believed, I will not have seen the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. In another place, he said, those who put their trust in the Lord, they shall be like Mount Zion. They shall be like a city. So read the Psalms. Read the Psalms. It paces you to understand the magnitude of this God. David was so enriched in that relationship that he saw the days that we live in. He saw the Savior. In Psalm 110, he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies my footstool. Praise God. Praise God. He said, all eyes waited upon you, O Lord, as the servants waited on their master for daily sustenance. So my eyes wait upon you. In another place, he said, those who put their trust in you shall never be put to shame. In another place, Psalm 34, I believe, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. I quote that to myself a lot. When I'm faced with challenges, which every day I'm faced with one challenge or the other. He said, many. So I just say to the devil, can you listen? Can you read? If you can't read, I will read to you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them. So this one, he will deliver me. He will deliver me out of it. He said, he delivered him out of them all. He said, he will, in another place, he said, he will not allow his bones to be broken. So I will say to the devil, say, this one, I'm passing through it, and my bones will not be broken. It's yours that will be broken at the end of the day, because you're already a defeated foe. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So David had that. It was an enriching relationship. Even though he was disadvantaged in the natural, but he was, hey, he had it all together with God. And that is the message this morning. You may not readily see the wind. You may not readily see no wind, no water, no God. Yet the valley of your life shall be filled with water. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, in Psalm 100 that we read, I just want to point out something. He said, know this. Know this. You have to be assured in keeping your praise. Be confident in the Lord. Be assured that everything is settled. In 1 Corinthians, he said, all things are yours in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3, he said, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, he said, every promise of God, they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So he said, know this. There must be that assurance in your heart. He said, the Lord is God. That must be your confession. The Lord is God. The Lord, our shield. The Lord, our buckler. The Lord, our strength. He is God. The Lord, Adonai, my master, is the one who is in charge. In one place, I think in 1 Samuel, either 1st or 2nd Samuel, I've been looking for that scripture for some time now because it's been inspired in my heart. He said, the strength of Israel does not lie. If you can help me, Bible scholars in here, just help me. The strength of Israel, I want to know where it is. Oh, thank God. Let's appreciate the person, whoever is on that console this morning. Let's just say. He said, also, 1 Corinthians, or 1 Samuel 15:29. He said, also, the strength of Israel will not lie. will not lie or give up on us. For he is not a man who will always give up. So God is not about to give up on you. Because he is the strength, is the anchor of your life, of my life. So he said, the Lord is God. He's a covenant keeping God. And the next thing I want you to please note from that Psalm 100, he said, he made us. He made us. We are not the one who made ourselves. So God is committed to watch over us. Psalm 44 verse 2. Psalm 44 verse 2. He said, we have heard. No, Isaiah 44, please. Isaiah 44, 2. God made us. God made us. He said, this is what the Lord who made you and formed you from the womb. Who will help you? So, he made us. He has not abandoned us. At school yesterday, we were learning about Darwin theory. Who traced their own great-grandfather to apes and monkeys? I'm made in the image and likeness of God. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. I don't belong to the old world order or old monkey order. And we all know what happened to Darwin towards the end of his life. But there are many people who are still propagating that gospel now. And you know, one of those Darwins who now, changed his mind, gave a proposition. He said, the way the world is either you are made by this cosmopolitan or cosmic element, or you are made by God. So you have a decision to make. I didn't just appear. I'm not molecules put together. I just show up. No. I know the DNA that I carry. I carry the life of God. And Zoe is at work in my life. His plan towards me are good plans, are not evil. They are not a facade. They are not looking for any element or truth, any factional element. The theory of man. What is the theory of man? He is made in the image of God. That's the theory of man. He holds his life to God. Hey, until the scientists can tell us what happened between when a man sleeps and wake up, that's when I will believe Darwin theory. Each time you sleep, what happened? Not everybody dreams. But what actually happened when you close your eyes and then the journey, and you wake up? That's one. Until scientists are able to tell us how water gets into coconut. Then I will believe the Darwin theory. No, you can figure it out.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,